Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Good evening. The show begins again debating the Federal Reserve. A soft consumer number, retail sales, suggests that we're slowing down. The revision from April, down 0.2, and a disappointing May. However, the Federal Reserve waits and watches. Maybe one cut. Goldman Sachs says two. Some outsiders say three. The market looks to have priced this in, but is waiting for evidence. What does this have to do with the election? Very little, other than the fact that we're moving in a direction that suggests disappointment. Disappointment in the markets because the Fed's not following through on its promise for three cuts. Disappointment in the consumer class because it's no longer able to shop. We move on to Europe. In revolt, all the major countries, all 27 members of the EU, are unhappy with the EU vote results. Chiefly, Giorgia Meloni is expressing her distaste for the fact that the same old gang are meeting secretly to pick a European Commission president, not bringing in or recognizing that the so-called right in Europe is rising and did very well in the elections. It's a transition moment. On to France and Germany. Talk with Judy Dempsey. France and Germany are weak and adrift. Macron called a special election, a snap election, in hopes that it would revive his prospects for the last two or three years of his presidency. However, Marine Le Pen is now campaigning to be president at the next general election and to make her party extremely powerful in the parliament, legislature, assembly that comes from the vote on June 30th and July 7th. France and Germany are much in the news these days because they seem adrift. Mary Kissel joins. The voters want a change on immigration. They want a change on green technology. They want a change on war in Ukraine. The question is asked by the right wing, what's Ukraine to us? More expensive electricity, a slowdown in trade, unhappiness, and a lot of dead boys. It's a good remark. It suggests that the Europeans are no longer putting the shoulder to the wheel to push against Russia. They're looking go back to before the war. Ukraine is regarded as a civil war in many circles in Europe. Hard to argue with. Biden administration, what do they want from Europe, from Taiwan, from Australia? They want quiet. They're in a re-election mode, and quiet would help them a deal. I understand that. Question is raised by Jonathan Schanzer. Did the U.S. slow resupply to Israel, especially with ordnance, especially with big bombs? Unknown, but at this point, there's suggestion that there was an attempt to discipline Israel by not shipping what was promised. More will come out on this. The observation by Jonathan Schanzer is just the rumor encourages Hezbollah to be more more resistant to Israel's counters to its bombardment of northern Israel. And the war in Bakaa, the war in Lebanon, repeatedly these last weeks, closer and closer. Can't see the future, but certainly the headlines are all going in that direction. It will not be a Gaza war digging out people from tunnels. It'll be a rocket war, an air war. There will be a ground component to push Hezbollah back beyond the Litani River, about 10 miles from the northern border of Israel, I'm told. On to London. Joe Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal joins, again observing the right rising in the EU votes, the exception being the United Kingdom with 13 years of Tory so-called right power. Labour looks to be in position to take possession of the parliament come the election on July 4th. The numbers right now suggest an overwhelming Labour victory. We'll see. Labour tax policy is always fun to debate. Labour's promised no taxes, no taxes, no taxes, and yet it's impractical to hold yourself to that. You don't know what the future brings. conversation about South Africa, the ANC is sharing power with the Democratic Alliance. And Peru, President Boluarte of Peru, Lima, Peru, is headed to Beijing, and Xi Jinping is due to inaugurate the new port, Chenke, in the fall, coming to Peru. Very exciting business for Peru. China making a good deal out of that big deep water port that they're building for more than $3 billion. Australia, Gregory Copley joins to comment on Li Chang, the premier of China, stopping in Perth, Australia. Why? Because that's the mining and resource capital of Australia. All the trade coming from the Western Australia state. And Li Chang wants to restart the trade, which fell into disrepair because of enmity these last years. And Gregory Copley observes that the India election, with Narendra Modi returned to power without majority, has not changed the India posture towards China, which is confrontational and extremely distrusting. Is this the end of international order of democracies in Africa, the start of juntas? It's a question. Certainly there are a number of examples of juntas now in control with no attempt to go back to democracy. And then finally, the King Charles Report involves Trooping of the Colour, Garter Day, and the Royal Ascot horse races. Gregory Copley explains them to me. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Take the short drive to Genesee County and Batavia Downs for the Rockin' the Downs Concert Series when we welcome legendary Motown artist The Spinners Friday, June 26th. Get tickets at BataviaConcerts.com. Hear songs like The Rubber Band Man, Working My Way Back to You, I'll Be Around, and many more. Tickets start at just $20 and include $10 in free play. Be sure to get them now at BataviaConcerts.com.
Batavia Downs with more, lots more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.